Welcome to Level Up. I'm Sherelle.
And I'm Danny. And this is the podcast where we talk about health, fitness, and mindset.
I feel like you get to an age where you're like, okay, missing a session here and there, it's not the end of the world. It's actually going to do me more benefit than harm.
Yeah, particularly when you've got a great routine happening. You know, for someone who's kind of just starting out on their fitness journey, which we would have a lot of listeners with that, okay, there's a boundary. Like, am I actually burnt out because I've been just working too hard, or is this kind of just the resistance of adding in a little bit more exercise into the routine? So it's always good to differentiate. But just mental stimulus and having your mind going is very exhausting as well. Like, we can all recall starting a new job, and that first week is just so exhausting because new environments, you know, you're learning new things and remembering things, and or even studying for exams. When your mind is ticking, it can feel like you've just had a big workout as well.
Absolutely. I was reading an article the other day on something called the letdown effect, and I know I mentioned it to you previously, but after we moved in on the Saturday, we moved in Thursday, Friday, and then on the Saturday, we finally unpacked some of the stuff. And I was like, I'm having the day off work. Like, I'm just chilling out. And I was on the couch for like an hour, like watching Netflix. And I was like, nah, that's it. I'm clocking off.
Yeah.
And I just started feeling unwell. And I was like, I'm just starting to feel sick. Like, I'm getting a snotty nose. Like, what's going on? I feel tired. I feel fatigued. And I was like, what's happening? And then Luke was having the same thing. He's like, yeah, me too. So had some Panadol, and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I jumped on Google because that's what
we all do.
I was like, I have to understand everything about what my body is experiencing right now. And I come across something called the letdown effect, and it just rung so many bells. It underlines the principle of when you actually physiologically and psychologically stop and pause, a lot of those neurotransmitters, hormones, and chemicals that are fight or flight and going, like adrenaline, cortisol, all those sorts of things that make us feel fantastic, drop down to a new baseline. And we can feel quite run down. And that's what you were saying about your immune system sort of becoming suppressed and all those sorts of things. And you can get sick. And I think the perfect example of this, because I used to see it all the time with Luke, is teachers who would grind through semesters and then get sick or get a migraine or something like that on school holidays, like day one,
we would
always have a migraine. And I'm like, weird. Like, it just shows how incredible our body is at adapting, at thriving through. But in this article, I was reading about ways to like reduce it, because sometimes we have to push and work. Like, sometimes stress is high and it's just a part of life. But they were saying not just stopping. So like slowly grudging, they gave a horrible example of like including some small runs throughout the day. I was like,
oh God.
But my mentality was, obviously it highlights the importance of not only obviously with your training and physical stress, but psychologically making sure that you're having periods throughout the week where you're having time off, i.e. adhering to rest days, engaging in like, you know, remedial parasympathetic activities, mindfulness, those sorts of things, and having those periods where you are allowing those hormones and adrenaline and cortisol to come back down so that you don't have a crash when you have a Netflix day like me.
Your muscles don't grow in the gym. Okay. Your ligaments don't get stronger in the gym. Your recovery happens when you are resting. So be disciplined and organize a rest day. I know a lot of people think, oh, you know, I'll just train 6 days a week, but then you have to challenge yourself, unless you're like an elite athlete, who's built up to that training capacity for an event. There is no need to train that many times a week. Otherwise, you sort of have to question, well, how hard am I actually training?
Yeah.
Because I know, and I know you'd be the same, when rest days do, I'm like so thankful and looking forward to it, because I'm so cooked by the time it's due for rest day. You know what I mean? Because you just train very hard and very smart in the days that you are on. But then we must recognize the importance of taking a rest for sure.
Yeah. And I've been like training out of a new gym, obviously, in Geelong, and I'm so sore this week. Just different machines, different equipment, different foot placement. I'm weak and I'm sore because, you know, there's whenever you're using like different machines and including different exercise, like it is a different exercise and you're going to get more DOMS. Luke's actually joined in training with me this week, and he's like, instead of train with Sherelle, can we call it train with soreness?
I thought he was going to say, call it train with Luke.
Come on. No. But I think that like that muscle soreness is something to really take seriously, because a lot of people, I guess, think that it's a good thing. It's actually impacting my training. Like it's impacting how hard I can push.
That reminds me of the tricep thing that you did.
Oh,
two sets in. And then yesterday I was doing a little bit of filming on for the TRX just for some home workout stuff. I literally did two exercises and five reps each. My calves are fried. And I've been purposely trying to smash my calves just because my arms are like bigger than my calves. So I want them to grow. Two exercises, five reps each. I'm walking this morning and I literally cannot walk. It's like, what the hell? Just because it was such a new stimulus.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something to keep in mind. Like even when I first started putting some running in, like I was so sore from the running, and that's got like no eccentric. Yeah. So it's really important to understand that anytime you add in new training, I guess, exercises or setups or routines, like you're going to have some soreness. Mm. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily a good workout. So
you don't want that all the time.
No, it just means that something's new.
Yeah.
But something I wanted to touch on, because I think it's so important to consider when it comes to rest and fatigue management, is something called peripheral fatigue versus central nervous system fatigue. And this is a concept that I think is really important when we look at strength-based sports in comparison to like bodybuilding, general fitness, hypertrophy style training, because this is something that I use a lot in terms of like programming for myself and clients. Mm-hmm. Is I almost look at like people in two separate sort of categories. It's like, if we're looking at just getting strong, firstly, strong on what? Like, is there a specific barbell movement, or is there something that you're really wanting to work on, like a weakness? Or are you looking at like building muscle? You're going to gain strength in it, obviously. But when we look at the way that our body experiences fatigue, it can happen in two different ways. So peripheral fatigue is localized to the actual muscle itself. And as the muscle fatigues during exercise, metabolites and waste products accumulate in the muscle. And that's what we want. Like when we're experiencing fatigue and stress and those sorts of things in the gym, we want it to be, if it's for bodybuilding, sorry, and those primary sorts of things, we want it to be localized to an area. Because the opposite end of the spectrum, there's something called central fatigue. And that's when we have like a systemic response to overtraining, so to speak. So it's the feeling of physically and mentally feeling quite exhausted following training. And central fatigue is simply an inability to maximally recruit a muscle. So I don't know about you, Danny, but have you ever had time off the gym and you come back and you're stronger?
Yeah, absolutely. And you definitely recognize it, and you kind of, you feel fresh almost. It's like, oh, is this what we're meant to feel like? Because you are customized or become accustomed to that feeling of fatigue, which you beautifully explained, so peripheral. And you can kind of like, we can all recall that sort of lactic acid feeling sometimes. Doesn't mean it's always going to be felt like that. But for example, on a leg extension, you always feel the lactate building up, and that's sort of like everything being flushed to that muscle. So the prime example there versus, for example, like after heavy squats or deadlifts, you don't have DOMS or muscle soreness, and you can't really isolate, you know, where you've felt the exercise, but you just feel like sometimes my body gets tingly, or when I'm lying in bed, my legs are like, it feels like little ants are crawling through my body. Like you're just wired. They're sort of the two differences for me.
Yeah. And when it comes to that central nervous system fatigue as well, this can recruit over a long period of time. So if we're constantly in that overtraining state and you're just constantly doing volume after volume, and volume is like one of the number one things that's going to contribute to that central nervous system fatigue, you won't even know what's happening until you have time off. You'll walk around suboptimal strength and training and being undercovered, and you won't even know it. I can guarantee you anyone who's training 6 days a week will have a level of central nervous system fatigue that they're carrying. So if you don't have deloads and periods off and modify training accordingly and have, you know, mesocycles and account for all this sort of stuff and be selective about your exercises that you're choosing, then it just recruits and you will eventually start going backwards. So one of the most optimal ways to measure central nervous system fatigue is one, strength, but also two, something called heart rate variability. And I know that we use this a lot, Danny, with our Oura Ring. It's very difficult to track without, I know you can do it manually, but that's over my head, being able to do that. But like central nervous system fatigue it's not something that you want, but it's a definitely a way that our body experiences long-term fatigue, and you're more likely to experience this fatigue with heavy lifts and lots of volume. So a barbell back squat and a conventional deadlift, they are super taxing on our nervous system. Like you said, it's not really like peripherally fatiguing one muscle. You don't know where you're feeling it. You're like, that's just fucking heavy.
Your whole body's in it, right?
Yeah. Like, whoa, that's just heavy, right? Whereas you do a cable kickback, like that's not putting much stress on the body, but it's overloading a specific muscle.
Yeah.
So this is why I think it's super important to understand your goal, obviously, but also understanding like, well, if my goal's bodybuilding, and this is my own sort of bias, if my goal's to build a certain muscle, I'm going to try and mitigate as much central nervous system fatigue as I can and contribute mostly to peripheral fatigue and isolate muscles. And that's sort of my principle. I know you can have a bit of both, but yeah, just things to consider.
Yeah, really well said. And that's perfect. So for example, someone training for a powerlifting comp will spend most of their time on their main lifts and throw in a couple of accessories after, but we know that the quality of the accessory work would be a lot less because they put everything into that first exercise. Now for a bodybuilder, as you said, you know, that's not ideal because we don't want to spend all of our time on heavy squats and deadlifts. And then by the time we're moving to our machine work, we're absolutely fried. So that will not help the goal there. So I don't know. I like a little mix of both, you know, just do my strength work at the start, but not like 5x5s or really high volume, sort of less volume, still lifting heavy, but then also leave some room in the tank for the accessory work as well. So really consider your goal. And I also just wanted to touch on, aside from training, I feel like you can get central nervous system fatigue just from your occupation, you know, subconscious stresses that are happening as well. And, you know, you might not even be training, but you might just have a really stressful day. And then by the end of the day, you sort of feel the same effect. So it's really important to consider that as well. Like, what is your lifestyle like? If you're pretty stress-free, cool, you can afford to spend more time in the gym. If you've got a really full-on job, or you're going through, you know, moving house or doing something big in your life, there's no point throwing another 5-6 days of training on there because you'll just sort of burn out and it'll just be too much. And the quality of those sessions will be poor as well. I feel like we've all been there.